Occasionally, it's said that in doing vipassana meditation, we're not trying to see something new, but we're trying to see in a new way. And this idea that of seeing in a new way, or a reorientation that's different than business as usual, it's sometimes quite useful. It helps us to put a question mark behind all our assumptions, ideas of what's supposed to happen, what should happen, who we are. Maybe there is a different perspective. And one of those different perspectives for some people is to shift the attention from what you're aware of to how you're aware. And many times we're concerned about our concerns. We're concerned about the things we can think about, or things we can have a relationship to, and so we're focused on those things that are the content of our attention, our thoughts, our feelings, our body sensations, the experiences around us. But it's also possible to be aware of how we're aware, the quality of the awareness, how we register what's happening, how we receive the experiences, and to see in a new way is to sometimes shift the perspective from what we're aware of to how we're aware. So the example I gave a few days ago of holding the striker, you can shift your attention from the striker you're holding to how you're holding. So taking a upright posture, giving a little bit emphasis on a feeling of alertness in your spine. Perhaps feeling first the sitting bones against the chair or your cushion, and gently moving your attention up your vertebrae to see if they can be a little bit better lined up on top of each other, so it feels that the weight of your torso is balanced there. And then as a way of beginning this meditation, see if there's simple ways that you can set yourself at ease being here. First with your body. Set yourself at ease in your body. Perhaps you can soften some of the holding and tension in your body. Or perhaps if you're uneasy in your body, you can be easy with that. Ease up a bit. Hold it lightly. And perhaps you can set your heart at ease. Take a moment to relax, soften in the heart area. Perhaps the various concerns you might have that make the heart uneasy, perhaps they can be put aside to let your heart settle, your emotional center. And if you're uneasy in some way in your heart, maybe you can try to be easy with that. It's okay. And perhaps you can set your mind at ease, relaxing the thinking muscle. Or if you're uneasy about something in your mind, perhaps you can be easy about that, easing up. And then to gently ease into your breathing. Ease into the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Like the waves wash up and off down from the on the sands of the beach. So the inhales and the exhales in some way wash across the body. The rhythm comes and goes. And as you breathe, perhaps there's some way to relax or settle into your body breathing. And as the beginning of Anapanasati instructs us, as you breathe in and out for a little bit here, see if you can relax your body, the bodily formations. A gentle approach without expectation to soften through the body. The muscles of the face. The shoulders, the belly, letting go of any way in which you're braced against life. perhaps relaxing any way you might be pushing, leaning into the future. Breathing in and breathing out, and settling into your body. And then take a few moments to see if you could recognize any feelings of well-being in your body or here, however subtle it might be. Feeling of contentment or satisfaction or appreciation, delight for just being here in your body, breathing, settling in. Breathing in and breathing out. And feeling the goodness of sitting here. And then as you breathe, to see if you can relax the mental formations. Whatever mental activity that's extra. To relax the thinking muscle. Any pressure or tension or extra energy that's connected to thinking. As you exhale, see if you can let it relax. Or if our thinking comes with a kind of contraction, as you exhale, perhaps you can open that up. Exhale and let the mind expand. Our mind has no boundaries. Perhaps exhaling and softening, relaxing any sense of edges to the mind, to ourselves. Then becoming aware of how you're aware, the nature of your awareness, nature of mind, the openness of the mind, the receptivity. noticing the quality of how you're aware. And if it's helpful, you could try relaxing, softening awareness itself. Noticing how when there's relaxed, open awareness, awareness simply operates without us needing to do anything. Breathing in and breathing out, and seeing if you can become aware of an inner stillness, stability. So that your body and heart and mind become composed, settled, steady, here. Breathing in and breathing out. In the field of awareness. See if you can leave your thoughts and desires and aversions alone. Thoughts arise, feelings arise. And see if there can be a freedom from getting involved. Let things be. Let go. If you get involved in thoughts and concerns, if you're able to let go of them, as you let go into an open awareness. Let go into a peaceful awareness within which you're breathing in and breathing out. Let go of preoccupation. And let go into a deeper subtleness.